What sets the Vermont bill apart from GMO labeling laws in several other states is that there are no triggers before it becomes law. Laws passed in Maine and Connecticut don't go into effect until a number of other states have passed similar bills. The Vermont legislation simply states that the labeling requirements must start on July 1st of 2016. The House and Senate passed slightly different versions of this bill, and House members voted to accept the Senate approach. The final bill includes a legal defense fund if the state is sued by any of the nation's major food processors. Attorney General Bill Sorrell says it's very likely there will be a lawsuit. Sorrell says the cost of defending the law will be roughly $1.5 million, and the state could face legal fees totaling as much as $8 million if it loses the final court case. The defense fund will be financed with settlement money received by the Attorney General's office, and the fund will also accept contributions. Barnard Representative T.O. Shagar told his colleagues that the House Agriculture Committee strongly supported the Senate bill.
This bill has been re-engineered to be more resistant to legal challenge and yield a high level of approval among the overwhelming majority of our constituents who have demanded the right to know what's in the food they're being sold.
Governor Peter Shumlin also describes the bill as a consumer right-to-know issue, and he says he'll definitely sign it.
We want Vermonters to know what's in their food. They have a right to know what they're eating, what they're buying. But also, didn't chicken out by saying, you know, we're going to wait for 20 or 30 other states to get this done. We're doing it. We're leading. Vermont's led on a lot of important issues. And I suspect we'll see this spread around the country.
Attorney General Sorrell says defending the law poses some legal challenges for the state. He says the issue facing the court is whether the health and safety concerns with GMO products outweigh the First Amendment rights of the food processors. He says when Vermont was sued over its mercury labeling law, the court said the labeling was justified. But in the case of the bovine growth hormone labeling law, the court ruled against the state.
Is this more of a mercury case or more of a bovine growth hormone case? And to the extent that the jury's out on whether GMOs are in fact harmful for human consumption, our case will be much more challenging.
The legislation exempts dairy and meat products from the labeling requirements because backers of the bill are concerned that including these products would be in violation of federal preemption laws. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.